Welcome to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, the voice of hockey in America, with your host, Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine.
Welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we're speaking with Mara Crowell, who has been named the head coach for the U.S. Women's Under-18 National Team for the 18-19 season. In addition to her work with USA Hockey, the Mansfield, Massachusetts native is the head coach of the University of Minnesota Duluth women's ice hockey team. Hey, Mara, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, as I mentioned in the intro, you're wearing two hats this season. How challenging is that?
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. I've been a part of the U18 program for a few years now as an assistant and associate. So moving up to the head coaching role, there are a few more responsibilities throughout the year. But it's a great challenge to have, you know, to be a part of this program is really special. So a good challenge.
That leads into my next question, which, because I know that you have worked with the team in the past, and so could you talk a little bit about some of the nuances, some of the differences between being I know you were an assistant coach, you were an associate head coach, and now being the head coach. What are some of the differences that you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis?
Sure. It's similar to my coaching career and my path. I did the same thing, and I think that's a great way to go about it because you can really respect everybody's position, and as you work your way up the chain, I think there comes more responsibility. So, you know, you're not only focused on just, hey, the penalty kill in the D or forwards in the power play, you're responsible to put that all together, and to have good people in place always helps. I have Decker and Josh Skiba as my assistants here, which is awesome. And just overseeing the management of things and the day-to-day operations and making sure that not only the players and staff know what's happening, but, you know, the directors and medical staff and different people, everybody's got to be in the boat together, as they say, rowing in the right direction.
You know, you mentioned Brianna Decker, and I mean, we all know she's one of the greatest players to ever put on a USA jersey, and a tremendous leader on the ice and in the locker room. What's she like behind the bench?
Similar, you know, very intense about our games against Canada. You know, when we played in the series up in Calgary in August, you can see that intensity, the deep-seated feelings about Canada come out, and I think that's great for our young U18 players to see that in a coach, and obviously a player who they have tremendous respect for. So the intensity there, the seriousness of what we're doing, but also being young, still being a player, she's very relatable. And I think, you know, when she walks into the room, those kids' eyes are saucers. They're willing to listen and do what she asks. I think it's just a tremendous asset to the program to have her involved on the coaching side.
Absolutely. She's like I said, she's one of the best players we've ever produced. She's amazing. But I should mention right now that the U.S. Women's Under-18 team will be competing at the IIHF Under-18 Women's World Championships in Obihiro, Japan, January 6th through the 13th. The U.S. squad is going to be going for its fifth straight gold medal in the event. What do you attribute our success in this event to?
I'd say the program's culture, you know, from the national team, Olympic team, top down. The culture is so strong on the women's side with, you know, clear-cut values, being good teammates, competing at a tremendously high level. You know, those are off-ice factors. And then the things that we do on the ice are the same things that the older players are doing. And I think when you have good symmetry there, I think it just helps the whole program flow. So that, you know, ideally these U18 players become national team players, and they're learning those things and those values from age 15 on up. And I think there's been, you know, with Joel Johnson having been the head coach of the U18 program for the last 4 years, I think that's been great. That consistency and the messaging it's been powerful and consistent, and I really think that's been strong.
So you mentioned this. So you're talking to us from Chicago, where the U18 team is training with the women's national team. What are the benefits in particular of having a joint camp like that? And how much interaction has there been between the two teams?
Oh, I love this opportunity for myself to be here working with the national team coaches and the national team players. Just, you know, you mentioned Decker. Now I'm on the ice with her, and she's in her equipment. She's a player again, and just seeing how she goes about her business, I think is incredible, as well as many others. So to have, we have six U18 players here with us right now, and I mean, they're just absolute sponges, taking it all in. And these older players are so thoughtful and giving of their time and their feedback. You know, you just watch them interacting on the ice. They're taking them under their wings, giving them a few tips here and there, but mostly encouraging too, and welcoming them right in. You know, it doesn't feel like, hey, the U18s are over here, national team players over there. Nope, everybody's together, all working together for a common goal. It's really special.
And what's it like working with Bob Corkum? Have you met him before, or is this your first time?
Yeah, no, I met him in Lake Placid, and he was up in Calgary with the U22, so spent some time with him there, but this is my first time on the ice with him, and I think they have a great staff. I've really enjoyed spending time with him and Brian and Joel, obviously, I know well, and Steve, the goalie coach that's here. Great energy, great focus, and I'm excited to see how they do up in Saskatoon.
No doubt. Well, Maura, you've spent a lot of time. You've given of so much of yourself and in your experience working at national festivals and development camps. So you're familiar with a lot of these players. How does that familiarity help you when you're going into getting ready to play in a world championship?
Oh, I think it's really important just to understand the environment, and I think it is different at the U18 level. You know, a lot of them haven't been in, first of all, haven't been in Japan. You know, last year it was Russia, it's been in the Czech Republic. So just traveling to these amazing countries, that's one huge thing, especially when you're 15, 16, 17 years old. So that's one thing. And then secondly, you know, any intense game in a world championship, I mean, the pressure is there. They're feeling it. So understanding that you need to diffuse some of that pressure and keep it light and keep it fun for the U18s, and I'm sure for the national team players too, I think that's incredibly important. And the more you know your players, the more you see them progress through their careers, the more you're able to pull those right strings when you need to in those key moments.
Oh, well said. That's great. Well, Maura, obviously you're focused on this camp, you're focused on this team, and you're focused on your Duluth team. But have you given any thought about, you know, continuing to work in the U.S. program, perhaps someday working, you know, as the head coach of a world championship team or even an Olympic team?
Sure. You know, any opportunity is a privilege, you know, to represent USA Hockey in the country. And, you know, I just hope more opportunities continue to arise. And I do the best that I can in the role that I'm in, and usually good things happen. That's always been my philosophy.
Do you see yourself as a bit of a role model for other female coaches who want to get to your level to coach Division I college hockey, or perhaps even work in a national program?
I do, absolutely. I take great pride in what I do, and being a female, I'm well aware of what I represent to other young female coaches, or just female coaches in general, and the opportunities that I've been given have all been earned, and that's kind of the message that I would give to other coaches is, you know, do well in what you're doing now, and doors will open, work hard. Be a sponge, learn as much as you can, and have a great work ethic. I think that's the key, you know, being willing to do whatever it takes, again, in the role that you're in. Don't focus too much on the future, stay in the present, and then good things will happen for you in the future.
Absolutely. Well, good things have happened for you, and good things are happening for USA Hockey because of your involvement with our program. So I want to thank you very much, Maura, for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with the rest of the season with Duluth, and good luck at the Women's World Championships over in Japan.
Thanks so much. It was fun talking to you today.
All right. Well, thank you, and thanks to everybody for listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast.
You've been listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast, produced by Norman Hayward and Jeff Carpenter. Be sure to follow us on usahockeymagazine.com, as well as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening.